T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For a family, most auto repair shops do what's best for them, which helps their pocket. But Madison Automotive cares about your goals and needs of your vehicle, so they do what's best for your situation, unlike any other repair shop. Ask about our million-mile warranty. MadisonAutomotive.com.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs, and thighs in original or spicy, and 2 large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Earn 2 times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Yes, it is the world-famous Unicorn Cash Code. Trust is the word. T-R-U-S-T. You have until 5 p.m. to text the word TRUST. T-R-U-S-T to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in free money. Text TRUST to 72881. Another code word coming up at 5 o'clock. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
Talking to you live from Memphis, Tennessee. Brad Carson in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Well, daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you're ready to talk about Boogie and Bowen, because that's how we're going to spend the next 20 minutes. Boogie Ellis is on his way. Tom Bowen has already left town. So the University of Memphis added a point guard, lost an athletic director. Probably a net positive, long as we're being honest. Talk about that momentarily. First, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425 Keith Easterwood's my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. Nation's leading authority, Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clowns. Used to kick it with Sam Sausage Head. They still text. He's going to join me in about 20 minutes. I ask him what's up, he'll tell me what's up. Keith Easterwood will be here right around 4:25. Finish that segment, I'll do 4 notable stories, 4:44, at which point I'm going to discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the NBA draft lottery is tonight. Grizzlies have a 6% chance to get the number 1 pick and select Zion Williamson. Would be a franchise-changing deal. I'll tell you why it's unlikely, but not that uncommon for something like this to happen for somebody, not the Grizzlies, but for somebody around 4:44. Meantime, South Haven High graduate Terrence Davis, reportedly great at the G League Combine earlier today. He now might get an invitation to the NBA Combine. That starts later on this week. I'll tell you about that later on this hour. Tonight, after the lottery, we get game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, Warriors-Blazers inside Oracle. Get you ready for that. Share some interesting Steph Curry, Kevin Durant numbers. That'll be just before 5 o'clock, and just a day removed from the New York Times reporting that Brett Brown likely wouldn't survive a Game 7 loss at Toronto. The Sixers announced that Brett Brown will survive that Game 7 loss at Toronto. Going to remain Philadelphia's coach. Surprised the president hasn't used this to pile on the New York Times fake news stuff. He'll get to it maybe some point tonight. We'll do 4 notable stories at 4:44 right before we talk to Jeff Calkins. He'll join me just after 5 o'clock, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the University of Memphis because a lot going on the Memphis campus these days. Boogie is coming. Bowen is leaving. That's the news of the past 24 hours. Boogie Ellis, ranked 37th, class of 2019, committed to the Tigers last night. He was previously signed with Duke. And then he decided to ask for his release from that national letter of intent after Trey Jones announced that he was coming back for his sophomore season at Duke. I do not think those things are unrelated. I don't believe he wanted to play with Trey Jones, beside Trey Jones. So Boogie Ellis asked for his release, and Memphis benefits from that. He's going to be the lead Tiger, the lead guard for the Tigers, presumably, from day one, and that's because R.J. Hampton, that thing, doesn't appear to be happening now, even though when Boogie Ellis was released from his national letter of intent with Duke, R.J. Hampton's father was adamant, telling anybody who would call him, like anybody would call him. If you guys ever want to talk to Rod Hampton, like I can get you the number, and he just talked with anybody, it appears. He'd tell anybody who would listen, hey, this is a good thing. I could see R.J. Hampton and Boogie Ellis playing together, but as soon as Boogie Ellis commits to Memphis, multiple recruiting analysts, including, I believe, Evan Daniels, who is to be respected on the subject, tweeted that, Memphis is essentially now out with R.J. Hampton. He may or may not, formally on Twitter or some other social media application remove Memphis from consideration. Like, Memphis might still make the graphic, but R.J. Hampton is not going to play at Memphis. And I believe John Martin talked to Rod Hampton last night and came away drawing that same conclusion. The idea that Memphis was going to add R.J. Hampton, that is now essentially dead now. Either way, the recruiting class has moved up to number four in the country, according to 24/7 Sports, behind only Kentucky, Arizona, and Duke. And Memphis has, in recent weeks now, beaten Kentucky, North Carolina, or at least in this recruiting class, beaten Kentucky, North Carolina, Indiana, and Kansas for players. I mean, that's remarkable. Those are four of the blue blood programs in this country. Three of them are led by Hall of Fame coaches who have won national championships, and yet Penny Hardaway, before he coaches his second game at the University of Memphis, has beaten all of them in some form for a prospect that they wanted. At Kentucky, it's James Wiseman, DJ Jeffries. I know that Boogie Ellis had an offer from North Carolina at one point. Indiana obviously wanted Lester Quinones. Kansas wanted Rajon Tucker. All of those players decided they'd rather be at the University of Memphis instead. Like, I got a random text from a Big Ten coach today who was just like, my God, how good is Memphis going to be? And he wasn't trying to be funny or goofy. He was just like, Jesus, Lord, they are putting together players down there. It's a Big Ten head coach at a prominent Big Ten school. And he's like, Memphis, man, Penny is getting things done down there. They're going to be terrific. And certainly this is resonating around the country. Even earlier on High Noon, the ESPN show with Pablo Torre and Bomani Jones, they had a portion of their show talking about Boogie Ellis committing to the University of Memphis and the recruiting class that Penny Hardaway is putting together. And so now the worst-case scenario, if you put the roster in my hands, the worst-case scenario, unless Rajon Tucker just decides never to withdraw from the NBA draft, which seems crazy considering he has not been invited to the combine. There's no evidence that he's going to be picked. I'm not saying he can't be an NBA player someday. I'm just saying he probably ain't going to be picked when they pick 60 NBA players next month. But again, if he wants to get on with his pro career, I don't care. I don't ever get involved in that. Like, do whatever you want to do. But he, over the weekend, tweeted, I'll go to college if the NBA thing doesn't work out. Well, I would interpret that to mean, if I'm not going to get drafted, then I'm going to go to college. And if he sticks to that, then he's going to be on the University of Memphis's roster. And you put me in charge of that roster, and even if they don't add another player, I can trot out a starting lineup of Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, Rajon Tucker, DJ Jeffries, and James Wiseman. With reserves, Alex Lomax, Tyler Harris, Lance Thomas, Isaiah Maurice, Damian Baugh, Malcolm Dandridge, if he's healthy. You've really got a lot of options. Like I said yesterday, we go from watching the final year of Tubby Smith, a year in which he had zero top 100 players on the roster. We'll go from that to watching, perhaps, Penny Hardaway bringing top 100 players off of his bench. Penny Hardaway having nothing but heralded prospects in his starting lineup. He has flipped the entire roster in roughly a year and improved it dramatically. He inherited a roster that, on paper, nobody would have projected to make the NCAA tournament. He's going to enter this season with a roster that is probably going to be preseason top 10. I think at this point, preseason top 10, and that's with or without Precious Achiuwa. I think you add Precious Achiuwa, you get a top 5 consideration. Like, I could, depending on what happens elsewhere, obviously, but like, Louisville has got a very good player who is in the NBA draft right now. My assumption is he pulls out, but if he...
That's what she said!
Okay. But if he doesn't for some reason, then Louisville will drop in these rankings. I don't think there's any scenario where Memphis is going to be able to catch Michigan State, Kentucky, Duke, but can you get all the way up to number four if you add Precious Achiuwa? Yes, I think you can get all the way up to number four if you add Precious Achiuwa. And even if you don't right now, I think you're talking about a team that's going to be ranked somewhere in the top 10 or just outside of the top 10 by most people. That is the talent that is now on campus. As for Precious Achiuwa, he is still, according to the 24/7 Sports crystal ball predictions, more likely than not to end up at the University of Memphis, or at least more recruiting analysts than have Memphis projected as the winner in that recruitment than any other school. But the percentages have decreased in the past 48 hours for reasons I'll let you try to figure out. Kansas is starting to pick up some attention there. So essentially, it appears that, barring a surprise, Precious Achiuwa will at some point, perhaps this weekend, decide whether he wants to go to Memphis and play with Lester Quinones or probably Kansas and play with R.J. Hampton. Either situation would be terrific for him because I think either situation, he's on basically a top-five team. He goes to Kansas. He makes them, along with R.J. Hampton, a top-five team. He goes to Memphis. He goes. He makes them, thanks to the presence of James Wiseman and Rajon Tucker and Lester Quinones and Boogie Ellis. I think he makes Memphis a top-five team. So there is no bad pick that Precious Achiuwa can make. He's going to be in a terrific situation no matter what. Obviously, Memphis fans want him to be in a terrific situation here. We will see. So that's the recruiting news of the past 24 hours. The administration news of the past 24 hours was the news that broke this morning just before 9 a.m., and that's that Tom Bowen has resigned. I think the terminology in Memphis used was step down, but that's just a longer way of saying resigned. He has resigned his position as athletic director at the University of Memphis, and they held a press conference earlier today on campus to introduce Allie Prescott as the interim AD, and I couldn't be happier for Allie. Obviously, you work in this profession in Memphis. It's hard not to know him. But even before that, before when I covered high schools and there was all of this scandal, you know, his wife was a prominent figure, I believe, on the school board. And so I got to know Barbara, I got to know Allie, and just a terrific Memphis family. And so now to see Allie in a prominent position, he's always been in a prominent position, a prominent Memphian, but to see him have that job that I think it's well documented at this point, he wanted so many years ago, even if it's just on an interim basis, it was nice to see Allie Prescott officially connected to the University of Memphis earlier today. But if you were looking for more answers or explanations for why this went down so abruptly, you just didn't get them from the press conference. Dr. Rudd didn't speak too openly about the decision and relied heavily on the quotes that were in the press release emailed to local media a couple of hours earlier. But I can just tell you, as somebody who covers college athletics, this is not normal. For an athletic director to
not be part of that whole ceremony and stuff. I mean, they're just he just bugged out.
It doesn't feel like the type of situation where somebody just really offered their resignation because it's time to move on.
I got you.
It felt like somebody was fired.
Right.
And I don't know that Tom Bowen was fired. I want to be clear.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the way it was handled. R.C. Johnson was nudged out at the end, but he still had a transition period and a very formal goodbye. At the exact time Memphis released that Tom Bowen had resigned his position as athletic director,
mm-hmm,
Tom Bowen was at Memphis International Airport leaving town.
That was good reporting
and
there, Gary.
So
he's in the Sky Club and you're texting.
Well, I just had a friend who was sitting next to him, coincidentally.
What a town we live in.
And, you know, we were in a group text and
that's
somebody
funny.
Was like, oh, you see this thing about Bowen? And,
yeah,
and my buddy was like, dude, he's sitting right here.
He's
like,
here.
Like, he's, yeah, he was just like... What's going on?
When I heard that this morning, I'm like, oh, man. Only in Memphis,
man. I was
man.
Like, well, he's leaving town. And so
yeah.
I don't know whether he was forced
sure,
out
I get, yeah.
or whether this was, either resign or we're going to fire you. But the explanation
right.
as given does not make any sense. And the way in which this was done does not make any sense. For instance, there is the quote that Dr. Rudd went back to today. He said, Tom can speak for Tom, which is not the kind of thing you say if this is all just like, right. you know, being done amicably. Mm-hmm. You say, Tom did a great job here and Tom did this. I mean, you don't start guarding your words unless this went down in a, unless it's a very delicate situation for a variety of possible reasons. Right. But he kept pointing back to the press release. And in the press release is the quote from Tom Bowen where he says, I have made the decision to step down as director of athletics to pursue a new career opportunity. And simply put, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
One of the things that drives me crazy when people speak, whether it's athletic directors or like people in my home who I live with, when people say something or try to explain something in a way that simply is not sensible, in a way that does not make sense. And Memphis has done this before, by the way. I'm not trying to pick on Tom, but there was a press release quote from him a couple of years ago when Tubby Smith like lost all of these transfers. And I don't remember the word for word, but the gist of it was, this is not alarming at all. We're not surprised by this. And it's actually pretty normal in the landscape of college basketball today. Well, none of that was true because Tubby Smith had literally already said, I am surprised by this. So how could the athletic director not be surprised that you're losing all these players if Tubby Smith has already acknowledged he was surprised he's losing all these players, unless the athletic director for some reason got a better grasp on the roster situation than the head coach? And also to say it was just normal for college basketball was simply untrue. Yes, a whole bunch of college basketball players transfer every year, but it's really about two per program. Memphis had like a million. It was abnormal. And usually it's people who transfer. They're at the bottom of your roster. They're folks looking for playing time. This was your best players, your top three players all deciding to transfer. There was nothing normal about that. So when that quote came out, it was like, this is normal. I was like, that's the type of thing that drives me nuts because that doesn't make any sense. Similarly, this doesn't make any sense. I have made the decision to step down as director of athletics to pursue a new career opportunity. You don't have to step down as the director of athletics to pursue a new career opportunity. No. Long as we're being honest, Tom's been pursuing new career opportunities while he's been the athletic director at Memphis for years now.
Right, right.
Years. Sun Belt Conference, Cal Berkeley. He's been constantly pursuing new career opportunities while employed. So the idea that you have to step down so that you can pursue new career opportunities, like, it's illogical. It flies in the face of like, reality. Here's some things you could say that do make sense. I'm taking off my shirt to get in the shower. Well, that makes sense because you need to take off your shirt to get into the shower. Or I'm opening this Dr. Pepper so I can drink some Dr. Pepper. That makes sense.
Yep.
You need to open your Dr. Pepper so you can drink your Dr. Pepper. I'm unlocking my car so I can get in it.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You need to unlock your car to get in it.
Sure.
I'm stepping down as athletic director to pursue new careers opportunities. Hold up. You don't have to do that to pursue a new career opportunity.
Right.
You're just stepping down as athletic director for whatever reason, but it ain't really because you're pursuing a new career opportunity. But whatever. Perhaps I'm the only one who cares about that. The big question is whether this is a good thing or a bad thing for the University of Memphis. And I say this without criticizing Tom because, like anybody in any job, like me in my job, like Brad in his job, like Tom Bowen in his job, I think he's probably done some really great things and probably done some things that weren't quite as great. That's probably the way most of us will be described when we leave a job. He improved that athletic department in some undeniable ways, and he made some big, big blunders, the biggest hiring Tubby Smith to be the Memphis basketball coach at $3 million per year. That is something the university will literally be paying for a while. And so good things, bad things. But whether it's good for the university, what happened today, I think you have to come down on the side of good. And Jeff and I talked about it earlier. And it's not because Memphis is definitely going to find a better athletic director than Tom Bowen. I'm not sure of that. Tom Bowen's not the worst athletic director in the world. But it's because Tom Bowen and David Rudd, the president and the athletic director, no longer had a good working relationship. I'll phrase it that way because I guess I could say no longer had a working relationship, and somebody else could argue, well, they'd been working together. They no longer had a good working relationship. They did not see eye to eye on many important things. They didn't see, they didn't have the same vision on many important things. For instance, my understanding is, what are the three biggest decisions that have been made connected to that athletic department in recent years? It's hiring Tubby Smith. It's firing Tubby Smith, mm-hmm. and hiring Penny Hardaway. And my understanding is they disagreed every step of the way. One of them wanted to hire Tubby Smith. The other one did not. One of them wanted to fire Tubby Smith. The other one did not. One of them wanted to hire Penny Hardaway. The other one did not. And so when you have a president of a university who is so directly involved and passionate about athletics, you need to have a president of the university who has an athletic director who works with him hand in hand, who sees eye to eye with him, who not necessarily will just okay everything, but who can stand up to him when he needs to, can make points when he needs to, but fundamentally has the same vision. Like, Dr. Rudd had this vision of what Penny Hardaway could do. Tom Bowen didn't have that same vision. That's a problem when you're looking at the same thing and just not seeing the same stuff. Dr. Rudd recognized we got to get basketball back to a place it needs to be. Tom Bowen, I think, was forever more focused on football and hoping basketball just keeps us out of NCAA trouble. They don't share the same vision. And when two people in prominent roles under the same roof, for lack of a better word, do not share the same vision, then one of them has to go. And in this case, it wasn't going to be the university president, so it was the athletic director. I'll talk with Jeff Calkins more about this at 5 o'clock, but Keith Easterwood's up next.
Spring is here. You can feel it and smell it. NBA playoffs underway. Baseball every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games inside and outside. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, redberry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out, New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at ChoateshVAC.com to schedule your $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason 1, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason 2, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason 3, they're local. And 4, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. On Sunday, our $48 Sunday table features 7 ounces of sliced filet mignon over mashed potatoes with your choice of salad and dessert. On Monday, $55 gets you 8 ounces of buttery filet and delicate North Atlantic lobster tail with salad and dessert. And finally, on Tuesday, come in for Tomahawk Tuesday. That's 2 salads, 2 side items, 2 desserts, and a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye to share for only $120. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable times.
Oh, hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait. So I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement. Plus, upgrade to get more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay and 62119. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made.
The NBA draft lottery is tonight. Grizz got a 6% chance to get Zion Williams, and that means it's unlikely, but teams with this small of a percentage of getting the number one pick, actually getting the number one pick, it's not that uncommon. It is unlikely, but it's not that uncommon, I'll tell you. How uncommon it's not. In the next segment, Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clowns. He used to kick it with Sam Sausage Head. It's Keith Easterwood making the big interview.
Keith Easterwood is presented by Old Dominic Distillery. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
Hey, Brad.
Yep.
Die, Brad, die.
Local basketball expert, talking Hobos, Heroes, and Street Corner Clowns on 92.9's Gary Parish. Show.
Hey, it's in a different context. You know, let me go through a couple of things. It's your radio show. We'll do what you want to do.
No, you do your thing. This is your segment. It's my show, but it's your segment.
You know, I'm just amazed at what this Memphis basketball staff has done. And I go back to when Mike Butler went to Memphis, and it would be less than 1,000 people at the Coliseum, and Avron Fogelman would give a kid down the street sister tickets, and I went to a lot of those games, and that was bad basketball. And then obviously, you know, the Bartow years, and I've told it 100 times, I got to go damn near to every home practice at the field house with that Final Four team. And obviously with Larry Finch, Larry Keane, and Ronnie Robinson had talent. During Dana's run, and I've talked to players. I mean, you look at who he had, the Dwight Boards, the John Wilfongs, the Bedfords, and I don't know that he collectively got them all at one time, but I've had so many people call me in amazement. Like I told you last week, a staff member told me, and I don't ask names, that he thought out of the 6 they were recruiting, they would get 3. Well, then Boogie decommitted, and so that made it 7. So I know they're going to get one more. And maybe 2. We'll see. You're hearing some different rumbles about guys worried about playing time. And that's another thing I wanted to touch on. And I know on Twitter, sometimes just a few people who get loud, and it's not necessarily the opinion of the masses, but there is this ongoing argument that I got involved with about who's going to play, who won't play, and who's going to leave. And my answer is, number one, go and compete. You know, Gary, over the years, I've had 17 and under teams where You know, one day at Hillcrest, we had 90 guys try out. I wound up cutting DeMarcus Gaines, who went to DePaul, cut a lot of Division I guys, and we kept 12 guys that went on and played Division I ball. So what you do is, as a player, you get in the gym and you compete. So let's say you compete and you get through the next year and you're not happy because we know these guys aren't happy and they can transfer. So I would encourage people to temper. They already want to pick the damn starting lineup and the roster hadn't been filled out. And then stay away from, you know, they're already speculating and saying names of who play, who may not. I think the way they want to play and with the depth they have, if you come and burn it in practice, you know, you'll get minutes. And I will say this, too, because I like to keep up, obviously, with recruiting. But I think Jason and John and the guys at 24/7, there's a kid on Twitter, I think he does Rivals, but I don't go there, named Isaac Simpson. They've been pretty damn good about keeping us updated on really actually, factually, what's been going on with recruiting.
Talking to Keith Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. To your point about playing time, I went and looked it up earlier today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different players last year at Memphis averaged at least 15 minutes per game. So, you know, playing at that tempo, Penny's going to probably have about an 8-man rotation. And they'll figure, as you pointed out, I think, on Twitter, they'll figure that out in practice. And then, yes, undeniably, unless injuries play a role, somebody is not going to be playing as much. Probably multiple guys aren't going to be playing as much as they want to play. And then they'll deal with that when they have to deal with that. But it's I won't try to pretend it's not going to be an issue, but as the cliche is, it's a good issue to have. And when you go from two seasons ago having zero top 100 prospects into your roster to this coming season worried about, well, are these top 100 guys going to get enough playing time? All that means is you have transformed your program in a very, very quick amount of time.
Yeah, and Gary, to be truthful, because I've coached everything from six-year-olds to high school kids, playing time's always is an issue. It's been an issue. And I really think if you look at this team and the schedule and all that, it ought to be enough minutes because we ought to get up big on teams where everybody can eat. So, again, but it, you know, I don't think it's going to go away. People keep stirring it. But you mentioned the draft deal tonight, the draft order. So I got my popcorn. So I'm going to watch that. And who knows? You hope the Grizzlies get a good pick. Then we've got, obviously, game one of the Western Conference Finals, which I'm excited by that. Tony Harris is going to retape with me tonight. He's actually moved back to Memphis. And we're kind of going to get into, I don't know, what changed for him and how what he told, the story he told, I didn't tell it, affected his family. So, you know, I'm going to do with him what I do with you, just bring him on and let him talk. And so he's back in Memphis. He wants to get into coaching. He was doing some coaching in California. So we'll see what doors open for him.
Talking to Keith Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN, the point you made about Memphis being in what should be a lot of lopsided games, especially right, in the bye games and in the American Athletic Conference, I think is a terrific point. It's one that I've made about John Calipari teams, but I haven't yet made it about this, but it's important to touch on. John was a master of that. He could get guys minutes in blowouts so that when they looked at the box score at the end of the game, it'd be like, well, I played 12 minutes. Yeah, you played 3 minutes when it mattered. The rest of it was just like garbage time situations. But that is a great way. Duke did it this year with people.
Yep.
You get up big, and then your starters, they don't mind coming out when you're up 25. And then the guys who otherwise wouldn't be getting minutes are getting minutes, so they feel like they're playing. And it is a way to, I don't want to say keep everybody happy, but you can manipulate the minutes played numbers by blowing out people because you can get minutes to people who otherwise wouldn't get them. And I think that is something that Penny and his staff will probably be able to do quite often when they start their conference schedule.
Yeah, Gary, when I got here, because I'm kind of old school and a hard ass, and I started coaching with this guy, and we would get into the third or fourth quarter, and he'd be like, hey, Keith, you know, Nate ain't played, you know, and his mom's hollering, why you hate Nate and all that crap. And I'm like, Carl, you can't. If you're trying to win on a circuit and you're trying to win at some type of high level against Division I athletes and help guys get looks to go to college, everybody can't play. And at first he didn't get it, and then you win. And so at any level, you care about your kids. You care about your kids. But you have to get with your staff and be like, okay, this is who's starting. This is our 8 or 9 man rotation. The best way to do it is in a team meeting and just be honest with them. Hey, you know, Brad, you and Gary won't play probably till we're up by 20. I mean, and I think if you do that, then the kid can talk to his family. The kid knows what he's doing, what it's all about, and they can make a decision. But you can't coach a game at any level. I mean, there's guys in the NBA don't ever get in, but yeah, they get in a check in the NBA. But you can't coach him and be like, well, little Billy hadn't played. If you do, I mean, I'm watching Florida State and Duke ACC championship. All them guys ain't getting no burn. So I just would temper. But number one, what has happened is just shocking. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. I mean, they talked about Penny on some show I watched today on ESPN. And then the narrative becomes, well, okay, now he's got to go coach him. And then yada, yada, yada. Well, they showed they could coach last year. But this is what I know historically. If you put good players in the gym and they have to compete against good players, it makes them better. Who was going to push somebody last year really to make them better? I mean, they finally just relegated and gave the ball to Jeremiah Martin and said, here, go make it happen. So who really was pushing him in practice? But this year, you know, Tyler's got a year under his belt. Alo does. You got good freshmen coming in. Wiseman, quite possibly, if you talk to people, be the best big man in the country. So the dynamics have changed. So now you're driving at practice to try to score, and Wiseman's beating your stuff up. You got to make some adjustments. So that's what I would be excited about as a Tiger fan. This group collectively of kids are going to make each other better, which when they hit the floor, they're going to be damn good. Thank God there's not a Bluff City Classic anymore. Can you imagine the rumors coming out of
that? Oh, it'd be wild. I mean, I remember the Bluff when, like, DeJuan Wagner came here. And I went to the first DeJuan Wagner game at the Bluff, and it was wild. It was like Wani and Antonio Burks were playing together. And, yeah, those used to be some wild scenes. It would I think, honestly, I don't even know if it would work today because these players are so guarded and you know, people, whether it's runners, agents, parents, like there's all sorts of people just want to put bubbles around them for the most part. I don't know if James Wiseman would be playing, you know, in the Bluff City Classic over at Southwest Tennessee or Lemoyne Owen or wherever, but whatever. Talking to Keith Eastwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Before you go somewhere else, my point really was people would get so excited about going to the Bluff and then put on websites and message boards, every year this team is going to be good enough to win a national championship. So if Tiger fans, like you said, were going to watch them in a forum like that, the expectations would just be through the roof, which they already are getting there.
Yeah, they're already getting there. Talking to Keith Eastwood on 92.9 FM ESPN. The only thing I would say as it relates to playing time is that there is a math problem if everybody's healthy in terms of, you know, the people, you know, most of the guys in the guys who have committed in this recruiting class, some of them came thinking they're going to be starters. Some of them came thinking they're going to be role players. I promise you, none of them think they're not playing at all. And and yet, some of them probably aren't going to play very much. And so, my only, and not that I should be giving out coaching advice, but it's not coaching advice as much as it's managing a roster advice, because I thought this was one of the things that Josh Pastner was just terrible at. And I was not the Josh Pastner basher that some others were. I thought he messed with his rotations too much. One of the things I would talk to Josh about all the time is, Josh, identify 5 starters, identify your first guard off the bench, identify your first big off the bench, identify your first shooter/wing off the bench, and stick with those guys. And if the other guys are mad, let them be mad. But if you try to then make them happy by getting them some minutes, it's going to come at the expense of these other guys, and then suddenly 4 people are mad instead of 2. Suddenly 6 people are mad instead of 2. Like, if you're going to have 13 scholarship players, 2 of them are just going to recognize probably, I'm not good enough to play. So that's just that. But there's another 2 or 3 that absolutely think they're good enough to play and they're not and they're mad. Let them be mad, but don't try to make them happy at the expense of your happy players, because then the number of mad people you got in your locker room, it multiplies. Identify who your guys are and roll with them.
Yeah, and look, you get better. You get better by being in the gym and practicing and working with better players. It took DJ Stephens you know, a minute to figure it out. He had all that freakish athletic ability. So, again, you know, I'm just giving Tiger fans a history of the Tiger basketball program and the history of coaching and the history of the game. It's no different than, you know, a good offensive lineman going against an All-American defensive lineman. They're going to make each other better. Coaches use the term iron sharpens iron. I mean, I'm telling you, there's going to be – I'm going to have to come down, I told the staff room the other day, and just watch a couple of practices because I want to see these guys go at it. So I'm excited. I mean, you ought to be excited. I think there's another commitment coming at least. And this is arguably could be, because Kentucky lost a commitment, could be the number one or without question the number two class in America. I mean, I don't think Cal ever had a number one class.
I think that you could make an argument, if they add Precious Achiuwa, that it's the number one class in Memphis basketball history. We'll see, but I think you could certainly make the argument. All right, before you get out of here, spend about 60 seconds shouting out what you need to shout out.
Well, let me shout out two things. Bob Royal is a good friend. He's 81 years old. He was my attorney, did my divorce in Memphis for me, and he's a guy that I picked the phone. He's 81 years old. His mind and health is really good. God bless him. He listens every Tuesday going home. So I'm going to holler at him, and I'm real proud of my son, Courtney. He's working as a coach and a mentor at Memphis Athletic Ministry. So thank you for that time. Old Dominic, Memphis Vodka, Memphis Distillery. I'm going to tell a secret before I get out of here. You can get their gin, their toddies, their bourbons. I didn't know this, Gary, because I've been talking to Alex Canale. All liquor comes out white until it's aged in a barrel, and then obviously the toddy, the bourbons, and things like that. Turned brown, and it's selling really, really well. It's selling, obviously, off the chain in Memphis, and I know Alex was here a couple weeks ago, and I spent some time with him. He'll be here this weekend more for visiting the family, but they picked up some more stores here and around the country, and so it's a slow grind. It's a slow grind, but I would encourage you, vodka is the most popular liquor in the country, to find it on the shelf, to try it. It's flavored. I'm telling you, it's really, really good. But here's my secret. So everybody draw close to the radio. If you're going to Barbecue Fest this weekend, it's going to be hot. And one block from the Barbecue Fest, if you go up Beale and make the right on Front, and everybody knows where Gus's Chicken is, across from Gus's Chicken is the Old Dominic Distillery. And so it's hot. You want to get in some air. You can go in there. Tell them Easterwood sent you. And not only can be an air-conditioned, state-of-the-art distillery, get a tour, but they're going to give you free drinks, too. So samples. So you go in, you cool off, you get your buzz, you go back to Barbecue Fest. And Alex shared that with me today, and I thought, that's a hell of a deal. And it's a hell of a way also to get people exposed to your product and to your company. You cut me off, Red?
No, I'm just trying to work on the, you know, giving you applause.
No, you are asleep.
I'm sorry.
Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, Eastwood, we'll see you, baby.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Red. Thank you.
Thanks.
You like playing the music at the Oscars on him a little bit. That's what we ought to do.
I'm trying to get the timing down. Listen.
You got to get the Oscar music.
Get the timing down.
And then like, you let him deliver what he's got to deliver.
Yeah.
But then you hit that Oscar music on him, and that's the key. That's the cue. Like, yo, wrap
Can I
up.
Be fair? You've been doing this for 10 years, so you got this down, like, to a science.
It feels like a million.
No, but, like, after 10 years, you know what the clock is, you know? And, like, so it's a new deal. So,
it's a new deal.
It's a new deal. But that was good info. I might actually hit Old Dominic myself this week.
There you go. When we come back, the NBA draft lottery is tonight. Grizzlies got a 6% chance to get the number one pick and select Zion Williamson. What if I told you, since 1990, six different franchises with a less than 6% chance to get the number one pick, actually got the number one pick. It's true. Are you excited now? We'll talk about it next.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 5 p.m.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid.
That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%. APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you run into Steve Kaufman at Oak Hall, he'll talk to you however you like about two things: baseball and clothes. He loves baseball because his 8-year-old son Dylan looks like he may be headed to the major leagues. He loves clothes because it's what he knows best. Kaufman started working in retail in high school at U.S. Mail. He started his own place downtown. You may remember it, Shelton Clothiers. And then in 2013, he came over to Oak Hall because, as he puts it, it's truly one of the best in the country. It's the pinnacle. So I guess you could say that Oak Hall is like the Yankees, except they have more than pinstripes. Oak Hall is like Boston, except it doesn't limit itself to Sox. Oak Hall is like the Cubs, except it never had that long losing streak. Oak Hall is like the Cardinals, and then it feels a lot like family. Steve Kaufman lives in Bartlett. He tells his buddies all the time, just come in and let me show you around. There's something at Oak Hall for everyone. Well, except they don't have spikes. So stop by Oak Hall and find out why it's the pinnacle, why people like Steve Kaufman think of it as Fenway, Wrigley, and Dodger Stadium wrapped up in one. And by all means, ask him about Dylan, his budding baseball star. The summer is just getting underway.
Let's talk about service and promises. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, the oldest real estate company in town, celebrating our 150th year this year. Have you tried reaching someone for service recently? How hard has it been? Has someone sold you a product and you were disappointed? I've been there just like you. That is why my real estate business is based on satisfaction before, during, and after the sale. You may have heard the corny phrase, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Well, it's true. No rash promises, just a highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling, do yourself a favor. Always make sure and talk to 2 to 3 brokers and let me be one of them. I'm Shell Don Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Pizza Sub Collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want.
Sorry, it's the red onions.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back Friday, May 24th with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45. Available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of
Boogie is coming, Bowen is leaving. I'll talk to Jeff Calkins about both of those things in the next segment. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
So at 7:30 tonight, or shortly thereafter, a franchise in the NBA will be changed drastically because somebody is going to win the lottery, and that franchise is going to be able to draft Duke phenom Zion Williamson. One possible franchise is the Memphis Grizzlies, but they only got a 6% chance, which is why I think people aren't all excited like they are in New York today. Like, you talk to people in New York today, they're fired up. Not because they have a good chance of getting Zion. Like, there's an 86% chance that the Knicks do not get Zion. But the Knicks got as good a chance as anybody else to get Zion, so folks are actually optimistic, at least for a few more hours. But I went and looked it up earlier today. I was curious. Okay, only a 6% chance to get the number one pick. Mm-hmm. Got it. That's not great. But how often do franchises with a 6% chance or something lower actually luck up and get the number one pick? It's happened 6 times since 1990, which is when the lottery changed.
Seems like a lot.
Something close to, well, it's basically 20% of the time.
Yeah.
One out of every 5 years, a team with a chance, with a percentage chance less than the one the Grizzlies possess right now actually gets the number one pick. In 1993, the Magic had a 1.5% chance to get the number one pick. They got the number one pick, drafted Chris Webber, traded him for
Penny Hardaway?
Penny Hardaway is the correct answer. In 2000, the Nets had a 4.4% chance to get the number one pick. They got it, drafted Kenyon Martin. 2007, Blazers had a 5.3% chance to get the number one pick. They got it, drafted Greg Oden. Probably would have been better off getting the number two pick that year.
And that was the right pick.
It just didn't turn out the right way. In 2008, the Bulls had a 1.7% chance to get the number one pick. They got it anyway. They drafted Derrick Rose out of the University of Memphis. 2011, the Cavs had a 2.8% chance to get the number one pick. They got the number one pick, drafted Kyrie Irving. And in 2014, the Cavs get lucky a lot. Had a 1.7% chance to get the number one pick. They got it. Drafted Andrew Wiggins. He was subsequently traded for Kevin Love. LeBron came back. They won a world championship. And so this does happen 6 times in the past, like 28 years. A team with worse odds than the Grizzlies has actually lucked up. So, you know, we'll see. But I think the biggest storyline for the NBA, like remove Memphis from it, is like the Knicks getting Zion Williamson, because there was a report from Shams earlier today. He said if the Knicks do get this number one pick, they are prepared to try to make a deal involving Zion and maybe Kevin Knox as well for Anthony Davis. Would you trade, if you were the New York Knicks, you've got Kevin Durant on the way, you've got Kyrie on the way, you get the number one pick, would you be willing to flip Zion Williamson for Anthony Davis?
No, I would not, because I like the hope of what Zion's got, and especially if Kevin Knox is in the deal. No.
I wouldn't do it either.
No.
I think they'd be crazy to do
that. I think they'd be crazy
to
do it, too.
And I understand Anthony Davis is awesome, but Anthony Davis is under contract that you control for just one more year.
Right.
Like, what if he just decides, I told you fools I was going to L.A.?
Yeah, and I'm just going to go get the weather.
So I'm opting out in summer 2020, and now you just traded Zion Williamson for 1 year of Anthony Davis? That would be a disaster, especially if Zion becomes what so many people think he's going to become. When you draft a rookie, you can keep him, if you want to keep him, under control for 5 years. Then it's like up in the air, but you get 5 years of that at least. You're going to trade 5 guaranteed years of Zion Williamson. And all that that entails for possibly 1 year for Anthony Davis, there's no way. I don't want to say no way, but I don't think there's any way I would do that deal if I were the Knicks. So that'll be your conversation on First Take tomorrow morning if the Knicks win it. Now what do they do? Keep Zion Williamson or try to package him for Anthony Davis? Like I told you, I know what I'd do.
Story number two.
A big day for Terrence Davis, the former Ole Miss player, South Haven High graduate. He really impressive, according to Jonathan Givony from ESPN, at the G League Combine. And I told you earlier in the show that he was now on the short list under consideration to get an invitation to the NBA Draft Combine.
Wow.
And shortly after I said that, like really like 14 seconds after I said it, I noticed – he did get an invitation. Mm-hmm. So now Terrence Davis, again, South Haven High graduate, going to be participating in the NBA Draft Combine.
Does that surprise you?
No. I see, like, the measurables jump off.
Okay.
You know, he was a a productive player at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me that NBA franchises are at least interested in getting a better look at Terrence Davis. No, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Do I think he'll be in the NBA next year? I'd bet against it.
Right.
But it doesn't surprise me, you know, in a week in which they're going to get a look at a lot of people, it doesn't surprise me that they would want to add him to that list, particularly if he performed well over the past couple of days, which he reportedly did.
Story number three.
After the lottery tonight, we're going to get game one of the Western Conference Finals. That's Blazers-Warriors inside Oracle Arena. And one of the big bullet point stats that's going around right now, because Kevin Durant's going to miss the game and probably at least game two as well with a calf injury, is that the Warriors enter 26-1 past 27 games when Steph Curry has played, but Kevin Durant has not. And these numbers are super interesting because at the same time, most people seem to be settling on the idea that Kevin Durant is the best basketball player on the planet. There are numbers that suggest Steph Curry is way more important to wins and losses for the Warriors than the guy everybody's calling the best player on the planet. Saw this tweeted earlier today. Last three seasons at Golden State, so essentially the 3 years that Kevin Durant's been there, the Kevin Durant era of the Warriors.
Okay.
When Kevin Durant plays, but Steph Curry doesn't play, the Warriors are 28-18.
Okay.
28-18.
Okay.
When Steph Curry plays, but Kevin Durant doesn't play, they're 30-4.
Oh, well, that says a lot.
28-18 as opposed to 30-4. Now, this is without context, obviously.
I got you.
The context, further context could be, okay, who else is playing and not playing? Where are these games happening?
Right.
Who are they happening against? But just on a very surface level, games in which Kevin Durant plays and Steph Curry doesn't, the Warriors are only 28-18. When Steph plays but Kevin doesn't, the Warriors are 30-4, which is actually a better record than what they are when Steph Curry and Kevin Durant play together.
Wow.
When Steph Curry's playing for the Warriors but Kevin Durant is sidelined, they have won 88% of their games.
Well, maybe Durant's doing them a favor by leaving.
When Kevin Durant is playing with Steph Curry, they only win 78% of their games. They have been, at least, in the past 3 years, more likely to win the game they're playing with Steph Curry in and Kevin Durant out than with Steph Curry and Kevin Durant both in. For whatever reason, that offense seems to work better when Steph is at the middle of it, and that could prove to be, I don't want to say blessing, but the numbers are the numbers, at least from win-loss perspective. They win more of their games without Kevin Durant, as long as they got Steph, than they do with Kevin Durant and with Steph and with everybody else. And that's sort of a weird thing that's
a weird stat,
hard to make sense of because it flies in the face of what you would assume. You would assume that a team that has Kevin Durant is going to be better than a team without Kevin Durant, but at least as it relates to the Warriors over the past 3 years, they've been more likely to win with Steph in the lineup and Kevin out than they are when Steph is in the lineup with Kevin. So it's why those people thinking that the Warriors are just going to, you know, fall off drastically when Kevin presumably leaves this offseason. I'm not sure that that's true because you saw what they look like in game seven or at least or game six, or at least the second half of game six against Houston on the road. They look like the old Steph-centric Warriors, and I suspect we'll see a lot of that tonight.
Story number four.
Just a day after the New York Times reported Brett Brown was going to need to win Game 7 against the Raptors to keep his job, probably, the Sixers last night announced that Brett Brown is keeping his job, even though he lost that Game 7. And I'll give Mark Stein credit because he's the reporter that wrote this. He jumped on Twitter last night and just said, hey, clearly I was wrong. You know, I talked to two people who said that Brett Brown was going to have a hard time keeping his job if they lost that Game 7. Clearly, he's keeping his job, so that makes me wrong. And I think when you're a reporter and you miss like that, really the best thing you can do is just sort of own it. Like, Mark's got an incredible reputation as being a solid reporter. He just missed this one, maybe just went a little too far relative to where he should have went. But to own it rather than hide from it, I think is the proper move. So good on him, and congrats to Brett Brown.
He's not getting fired.
I'm glad he's keeping his job, I guess. Jeff Calkins up next.
Wiseman, Jeffrey, Saul, Dandridge, Lester Quinones, Rajon Tucker, Boogie Ellis.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9.
The fruitful land in the world.
Want to treat your car right?
Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. 3 Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to 3, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Lockit before reporting them lost. And use your Regions mobile app or Regions online banking to customize your card protection. Leaving paradise is hard. Protecting your cards should be easy. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/Lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.